well of up to £50,000 under plans to bring in a new offence of tenancy fraud. The abuse of the social housing system is thought to cost us, the taxpayer, more than £5 billion a year. There are about 350,000 people believed to be on social housing waiting lists here in the West Midlands. So let's talk to Bromford Housing Group Executive Director Nick Cummings. Good afternoon, Nick.
Good afternoon, Mark.
First of all, what do you make of the government's crackdown on subletters?
Well, I think I have to say, you have to welcome any further measures that can act as a deterrent against tenancy fraud, particularly when, as you say, genuine housing waiting lists are so long. I think it's fair to say here at Bromford, our experience is that, we've discovered probably more of a handful of cases, rather than the kind of volumes that are being talked about. In saying that, I think our view is that it is something of a trend that has increased. I think it's important, therefore, that we have every power available to go alongside the vigilance that we have in managing our tenancies. So we welcome any additional powers.
So how easy, one, is it to get a council house, and then two, to then go and sublet it?
Well, I have to say, in terms of the difficulty of getting access, I mean, you've quoted the figures yourselves nationally. There's 1.8 million on housing waiting lists, and we're only producing a small tens of thousands of new homes a year. So it is very difficult. There's a high degree of need. In terms of perpetrating fraud, I think it's fair to say that certainly in the West Midlands, I would estimate that we're talking probably more in the hundreds than necessarily the thousands. How easy is it? Well, it's really, I think, about the vigilance of landlords in terms of tenancy checks. Certainly here at Bromford, we do a lot on verifying occupancy, both at the start. We insist on access to regularly review tenancies. We share information with other landlords and councils in terms of records so that, we can look at any potential flaws, if you like, or any potential fraudulent claims that might be going on. And really what we have is all the powers to get that property back as quickly as possible to ensure that it is let to genuine people who need that house.
I mean, yeah, it's all very well passing the law. It's still got to be enforced and policed as well. I mean, how easy would that be?
Well, certainly, we found that in terms of the amount of input that's required, it is quite intensive because, these are people often who are determined to get around systems and rules. And therefore, you do have to have staff who are highly vigilant, that you are prepared to, check information. Particularly, we encourage our own tenants to let us know of anything that they might think is untoward in terms of people who may be, living in a property. We get information from the likes of the